Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good. Reviewing this this story here, and you know, it's funny is I don't know why I didn't talk about it yesterday. I was kind of reading up on it all weekend, and it's pretty interesting, man. It involves your Green Bay Packers, so we're gonna get to that.
Let's do it. Anything about the Packers is good.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
I'm going to get your opinion on... Hey, Bud. Hey. All right. Here we go. I'm going to get your opinion on this. Obviously, you're a Green Bay fan. You're an Aaron Rodgers fan. This has to do with the draft and what's going on there. So I'm just going to go through this story, and then I'm going to propose a question, and we're going to just kind of talk our way through it and see how we feel about it. Green Bay Packers didn't expect Jordan Love. You know, Jordan Love got drafted to fall toward the end of the first round. But once the quarterback did, Matt LaFleur, we're not going to lose out on him. Packers were adamant about trading up for the former Utah State standout. That's according to NFL Network. Negotiating multiple deals to move up, including one in which the Packers would have acquired the number 27 pick owned by the Seattle Seahawks. Green Bay ultimately arranged to get the number 26 selection from the Miami Dolphins and drafted Jordan Love, despite the presence of the two-time MVP Aaron Rodgers still playing. The move was met with confusion, anger by a significant portion of the Packer fan base, with Rodgers now 36 years old and the team coming off an NFC title game appearance. Many expected Green Bay to take advantage of a strong receiver class to get its star quarterback more weapons as he enters his the twilight of his career. So this is the big question. This is why Green Bay's pissed. Aaron Rodgers, 36 years old, he says, hey, man, I'm going to play up into my 40s. We'll just say three years. The guy is probably going to play like eight more years, but we'll just put three out there as a number. He's watching the draft, and the draft has this massive receiver core coming into the draft. There are a lot of receivers that are fantastic. So obviously, what Aaron did last year, being playoff contention, basically one game away from the Super Bowl, had a hell of a year, man. A great year. The guy's not done. The guy's not losing out on anything. His arm strength, he's not getting slower. In my opinion, he's just as good as he was when he started. So this is crazy. Back in 2005, that's when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. They haven't drafted an offensive player since 2005. Until last week when they drafted Jordan Love. So does it piss you off, Brock, that like they're not looking immediately, like they should be trying to win a Super Bowl this coming year? They have Aaron Rodgers. They have a crew that's pretty decent. They just need more offensive receivers and more offensive weapons, I believe. What do you think, man? Does it piss you off that they're kind of looking ahead like that far ahead? Because I think Aaron's got more than three. I'm just throwing three out there.
But why
wouldn't they be giving him the weapons to win a Super Bowl, man?
Here's what it is, though, is that you're not going to find weapons in rookie receivers. Yeah, there's a great receiver class coming up, but everyone knows, or most people that have, you know, some common sense, no rookie receiver is going to come in and absolutely dominate. Mm-hmm. Name the last rookie receiver that came in and just had, other than maybe a handful, it's tough for rookie. It's tough for any rookie to come in and just absolutely crush it. So now you have young receivers who have never played with a caliber quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, and that's been a big problem. We've had our top-tier receivers like Jordy, like Cobb, like Devontae get hurt, and some of the younger guys just aren't to that level yet. They don't know how to anticipate a quarterback at Rodgers' level. That's with any good quarterback. You put a new receiver with Brady, you put a new receiver with Breeze, they're not at that level yet to understand, okay, I got it. Not to mention, they're playing against seasoned cornerbacks in the NFL that are a lot different than cornerbacks they played in college, no matter how good they are. This doesn't bother me one bit, because here's the thing is what fans forget, and we did it with Brett Favre. They're not – our quarterbacks aren't going to be there forever. They can't play forever. I would love to see Aaron have four more years in him, five more years maybe. But also in the twilight of his career, they got to keep in mind that we got to build. And this is, I think, a learning from what we had with Rodgers. Rodgers spent a couple years – he spent 3 years or 4 years underneath Brett Favre.
2008 he took over, so 3 years.
So 3 years, okay. So if we got 3 years of Rodgers teaching this kid, being a mentor to this next young quarterback coming up, I would much rather see that and us prepare for when Rodgers does leave than us going, oh, no, Rodgers is retiring. We don't have anybody. Yeah, we could pick up a maybe another quarterback that's been in there. But I would rather have us build from the inside, not to mention we got a young receiver core like Marquez Valdes-Scantling. We have Kumerow. We still have Devontae. We have the other cat. What's the other guy's name? Anyway, we got these guys that have been playing with Rodgers now. I think we're going to be fine there. Of course, everyone's, oh, how dare you do that to Rodgers? Rodgers doesn't care. Rodgers still, he's not going to lose his spot to a guy coming in.
But I don't think that people are mad that he thinks he's going to lose a spot. I think what it is, and I think why Rodgers is kind of pissed off, is it's like they're not helping him out. It's like, hey, man, I'm one of the best QBs that has ever lived, that has ever thrown this pigskin. And it's like, so you're planning ahead for 3-4 years. So basically what you're saying is, like, you're not going to try to get me anybody until I'm out. You're already trying to rebuild a team when you have one of the best quarterbacks that has ever lived and has ever thrown the pigskin. Why aren't you at least trying to get me a weapon?
I disagree with everyone saying that a rookie receiver is the way to go. I'm sure we can trade for a more seasoned receiver that has been in the league 5-6 years. And we made some other big plays, some big moves from around the line. For the longest time, it's been no line. Rodgers luckily having the arm strength and the skill to get the ball and extend plays and get the ball to the receivers. Mm-hmm. But those were seasoned receivers that knew how to get open. Now we have a much stronger line going into this. We have a running game, so we don't always have to rely on Rodgers' arm. And we can build for the future. Everyone's freaking out because I think we're all starting to realize as Packers fans that Rodgers is going to be here forever, all right? And we need to slowly adapt to when he is gone. And the way to do that is to build for the future. We got a lot of great weapons. And who knows? Middle of this year, we could pick up someone.
If you were Aaron Rodgers, wouldn't that just make you irate?
No. Because
it's like you're kind of pushing me out, and it's almost like you're saying, we don't have contention for the next few years because we don't have anybody to back.
But we do. You got to think about that, though. Is the Packers do, because they were one game away from the Super Bowl this year with the same group. That we had last year. So the group that's here this year was the same group we had last year. It's not like we lost anybody. We did. We lost Jimmy Graham, thank God. And we picked up Funches instead. So it's like we made the proper moves that we needed to make. I think to the layman's, to the everyman, it does seem like we're slapping Rodgers in the face. But any person with some common sense would realize that he's not going to be here forever. And if we can now have a quarterback that has the tutelage of Aaron Rodgers for 4 years and then can come in and go, oh, wow, okay. It's the same thing Rodgers did with Favre, you know? Mm-hmm. That's my take. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, I feel good for you guys over there because, damn, dude, a lot of people are pissed. Yeah, like, there's a lot of analysts on ESPN. They're like, dude, we're trying to get a hold of him. He's not talking to us. And there's some guys that are saying, like, you should just go. Yeah. He should just straight up. And they're like, no, like, listen, the guy said in the past, like, he plans on ending his career in Green Bay. He wants to be a franchise quarterback, which is awesome. I love that about him. Here's another thing, which is kind of, I don't know how I feel about it. There's a rumor why they traded up for a QB, because they are going to get a receiver. And you know what the receiver they're rumored? OBJ.
Oh, my God.
OBJ.
See, we from the outside standpoint, we can sit here and hem and haw and be like, I can't believe we're not NFL franchise draft selectors. We're not scouts. We're not head coaches. We're seeing everything from a passion side that is very blind. We're blindly passionate about our teams, every team, not just talking about Packers fans. And so for us, it's like when people come to me and they complain about radio and they're like, you guys play the same songs. And it's like, no, you don't understand. You don't get it because you're not on the inside. So I'm not going to pretend to know what's going on the inside at the Packers, you know, meetings and board meetings, and everything like that. For all the Packers fans out there, relax. Rodgers isn't going anywhere. He's not losing his spot to a rookie, and we're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
End of lecture on the Green Bay Packers.
I figure, man, we talk about damn Patriots and Brady all the time. Let's switch it up here. So I really did want to get your opinion on that. I didn't know if you'd be a little angry, you're cool with it.
I'd be more angry if in 4 years, let's say Rodgers is 36. I believe, is he turning 37 into this season? I think so.
I believe so, yeah.
I think so. So if we're lucky, we have 4 more good years. Him playing into, he pulls the Brady, and he's done at 41 at this team. If he goes to another team, okay, whatever. It's Rodgers' prerogative. But at this point, we got 4 more years with him. We're going to be fine. He's not going anywhere.
I know you saw it, that highlight. That headline over the weekend, Rodgers traded to the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. For God's sake.
Don't.
For God's sake.
Trying to shatter the earth. God. He'd be murdered before he even got into Chicago, man.
Chicago fans would be so happy. They'd be, it's just like anything. It's like Rodman, you know, watching that documentary, we were watching it last night. It's like Rodman going to the Bulls. You hate him when he's on a different team. Love him when he's on your team. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. You hate him because he's a great player and he beats your team all the time. So. All right. Well, there you go. I took over your sports, but you got anything else?
We're good, man. Good. I just want to talk a little Green Bay this morning.
All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107. Everything that rocks.
Danger's up. Danger's up. Do a barrel roll. Good morning, everybody. 7:25. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
We'll check out your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer variety pack today. Try some black cherry, some mango, the lemon lime, strawberry, all sorts of good stuff.
Check strawberry.
Strawberry. All right, what do you
there
got?
There you go. NBA and sports. A new survey shows that America remains divided, a divided nation, when it comes to the debate over Michael Jordan or LeBron James being the greatest of all time.
Oh, come on.
26 states say Jordan is the best. 24 states say LeBron. What do you think?
I'm not taking anything away from LeBron, but for anybody to sit there and say that Michael Jordan is not the greatest is high. Is yeah. Absolutely Here, high. It
here's
just
an
does
easy,
not make sense.
Easy way to put it in the way I think about it. Okay, in 15 years, 20 years, they make a documentary about LeBron James. And I can't say this 100% because I haven't seen that documentary yet. It hasn't come out. But that documentary is not going to give me the same feeling this Michael Jordan documentary is at the time on ESPN. Period. Game over. Done.
Yeah.
Case closed. I'm sorry. It's just there's... Stats, you can do that, but it's just the feeling around it. Like LeBron doesn't give me the same feeling Michael Jordan does when it comes to basketball.
I know there's a little difference there just because you were a kid, you know, so
that's
I
true.
Can understand, you know,
bias,
kids nowadays watching LeBron, but LeBron wouldn't be the athlete that he is if it wasn't for Michael.
That's
what I kind of look at is that.
Just watch the highlights, man. Yeah. It just looks different. It looks when Jordan plays, man, it's an art. It's like ballet. It's a dance, man. When LeBron plays, it's more muscle. It's more in your face. I'm a massive human being, and here we go. I mean, it's two different styles, so you can't even really compare them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Moving on. Okay, all right. NFL. It's been a good month for Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, Brock.
Ooh.
About a week ago. Okay, so they said it's been a good month. So listen to this, the rest of this story, because I almost disagree with this. About a week ago, he revealed that he was going to be on the cover of Madden 21. That's one of the reasons. The other reason, there's a game company developing a virtual reality game featuring him. The company, it's called Status Pro, is developing the Lamar Jackson Experience. That's what it's called, which will supposedly allow fans to play the game as Lamar Jackson on the field, recreating plays from the 2019 NFL season. So this is a VR game, and you are in Lamar's helmet on the field. Sounds pretty sweet.
It does. So, a little premature, if you ask me, but...
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of great quarterbacks out there that have done things. But, you know, I guarantee you why they're doing it. It's because of that spin move, that spin move play. That one play shot him into, like, the stratosphere when it comes to sickness in the NFL, man.
Great, so
it
I can get nauseous while doing the Lamar Jackson VR. Spin move.
Let's go back real quick before we leave. So the first one. They were saying it was a good month for Lamar Jackson because he revealed those two things. The first one revealed he's going to be on the cover of Madden 21. That's not good news, dude.
No. If I was a elite athlete and they came to me and said, hey, we want to put you on the cover, I'd be like, no. I'm not dealing with the Madden curse. No,
I'm not doing it.
No.
You know what? I'm telling you, the Madden curse is something.
It is.
It's just recently who was on it.
Brown.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. He's not even playing football anymore.
Dude, please don't let Lamar Jackson get hurt. Take him off the cover. Come on. He's too exciting.
Now, I will say, because Mahomes was on there, but Mahomes did get hurt for a little bit.
He did get hurt.
He did get hurt. Not for long, but who knows? Maybe that could be one of those little nagging injuries. Who knows?
Doesn't it always, like, skip a year or something like that? Or something I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, you know what? Sorry, Lamar Jackson, you're dead.
Yeah. He won't live.
You make a will, man. Make a will. You're on the cover of Madden. There it is.
Here, I'll give you this video game so you can remember me by the right time because being on the cover. All right, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.